In the heat of the moment, during political campaign season, okay, sometimes we forget ourselves, like we usually say, and we promise these guys heaven and earth. Okay, so by committing ourselves, we are obliged to, by hook, line, and sinker, give in to their demands when we come to power. So when we come to power and expectations are not well managed, then we would have a problem, because they feel politicians have turned their backs to them. They promise them everything. When they come to power, they are not heeding to their calls. They are not giving in to their demands. Then they decide to take the laws into their own hands.
Mr. Sani said instead of banning vigilante groups, it is better they are regulated. According to him, there is nothing wrong with vigilante groups. But the fear is, when they are not properly regulated, they may develop into militia groups.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with a vigilante group. See, when you look at the historical and precedents and what they do, you'd realize that it's consistent with the word vigilant, to be vigilant. And there's absolutely nothing fundamentally wrong with that. But our biggest challenge is these groups metamorphosing into militia groups, because partly as a result of the fact that some of them are ill-resourced because of youth unemployment, because of poverty. They are hijacked by these politicians who resource them, but use them to do their own, you know, things, okay? Because in Ghana, they say there's nothing like free lunch. And by so doing, it has a tendency of metamorphosing into militia groups. And that is where we have a big challenge. Because if we are not careful, 5 years down the line, we'll look back at 2007 and go like, oh my God, we had the opportunity to deal a big blow to this. How come? Why didn't we take advantage of it? But they could get armed, okay? But you see, let us be practical. Let us be realistic. We should bite the bullet. You see, when you are confronted with desperate issues or challenges, you should adopt desperate measures. Let us look at regularizing their activities. By regularizing, we should be able to regulate, right? Before you form a vigilante group, okay, you should do it with recourse to the laws. But Parliament passed something, so they would have to go through some processes to form a vigilante group. Then we would have a code of conduct for them.
Security analyst Adib Sani talking to Bubu Klinogo.
The president of the Bunafo Regional House of Chiefs, Pinampim Iyawa Kabrese, has called on